Shalom everyone and Chodesh Tov. We are in the month of Cheshvan, or Mar Cheshvan, as it is in Jewish tradition, but the simple name is Cheshvan, the month of Scorpio. And let us try to understand the significance of this month. And first of all, just do we really believe in astrology? And the answer is, yes, we do, and we don't. What does it mean? Do we really believe that the stars control our lives? No, this is not what it is about. The Zohar on Parashat Yitro explains it the best, saying as follows, and I'm just like quoting from the Zohar. This the heavens, the sky, for us is like a human face. When a person is having some emotions, ideas, or whatever, and you want to know what that person is going through, you look at their face, okay? Do they feel in their face? No, they feel in their heart, they think in their mind, they have feelings and other emotions in different places, and so on and so forth. But you can't see it because you can't see inside somebody's heart, kidneys, or lungs. You can't see into his brain, but you can look at the person's face. And that's why in Hebrew, the word for face is panim, the same letters of pnim, inside. Same way, right now, we're looking at the screen. Is what going on happening on the screen? No, it's happening on a server somewhere far away, but the screen shows it to you. The same way the Zohar says, there are different forces affecting our lives every day, every morning, every evening, noon. It's changing all the time. There are cycles within cycles and cycles and cycles. All of them, those cycles, they affect us. However, they happen here. How do I learn what are these cycles? What are these forces that are affecting my soup of energies, as the scientists are calling where we live in a soup of energies, okay? How do I know what's going on and how to behave? I can look at the sky and tell from there. It's not happening over there, it's not affecting us. The Creator created the universe in such a way we can tell from the sky about what's going over here. Like I can tell on somebody's feelings deep inside from looking on his face, which is the skin on his skeleton, right? On his skull. But are these influences detrimental? Are they like final? And the answer is, look, when there is a wave, a big wave in the sea, some people drown, some people surf. When it's very, very cold and snowing, okay, in the north, some people freeze, some people ski, okay? So the question is, what is it that you do with those influences around you and within you? That is the story. Although, we're going to read always during this month of Cheshvan about Abraham, that he prays to God and says, like, what's going to be with me? How would I be able to have a son? Because as an astrologer, Abraham did not see any possibility that he can have a son. And God's answer was, and he took him out. And the question is, out of what? And Rashi, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, the great commentator from the 11th century in France, he said, God basically took him out of this world's space, out of the stars, the galaxies, out of the mundane physical space to a dimension above it and show him and told him, you can look down on all of these forces and you can change them when you are in the right consciousness. Which means, even though, as the Zohar says many times, it is already decreed that somebody will go through a death. And it's already decreed that he cannot change that death sentence. He can change it, which means, yes, as there's a big question, can we fight our destiny? It's limited. We can deal with it. We can transform it. But can we really change our destiny like all the way? And the answer is yes, we can. It's not easy, but it's possible. Meanwhile, you have to understand that the Hebrew calendar is an astrological calendar in order to help us to understand where are we and what are we expecting, so we don't just get flooded by rain. You know, if you know people need to listen to their weather forecast, especially in certain countries, because you need to know when to be ready for a heavy rain, when to be ready for a drought, whatever. You need to know what's going on. The same way an airplane does not take off before the pilots are getting all the map of the weather on the way till destination. And it's like very stupid and illegal not to do that. Okay, so after I spoke about that, now let us understand the story of the month of Scorpio, known in Hebrew as Cheshvan or Mar Cheshvan. Mar means in Hebrew bitter. So Mar Cheshvan means the bitter Cheshvan. Why is it bitter? First of all, just a week ago, we finished the holidays of Tishrei. Like, we had like a long, long chain of holidays of 22 or 23 days of a holiday from Rosh Hashanah till Simchat Torah. And then we had a few days to recuperate. And here we have the month of Cheshvan, no holidays whatsoever. Oh, it's bitter, no holidays. I don't know. I know some housewives who are very, very excited for the idea. No holiday in sight. Don't have to go do over shopping, over guests and stuff like this. We can just go back finally to normal. So why is it bitter? Okay, so, but the point is that it's much deeper than that. In order to understand the forces behind every month, every zodiac sign, we can find that in the Torah in many, many layers of stories that are hidden in the Torah itself. So now, what about Cheshvan? So what do we know about Cheshvan? I will start with a simple way, because I remember as a very young person, whenever I heard about astrology, I thought it's nonsense because it had no logic. You know, I looked at it had no logic. You know, you could read some astrological forecast in the newspaper, it can fit everyone, all 12, in a way. You can look at books that explain every sign, all of them, like it's a mumbo jumbo of a lot of descriptions that can fit some people, can not fit some people. No logic. My brain was like into logic. I was a scientist. If it has no logic, it cannot be valid. Only when I started to learn Kabbalah, I realized there is a logic behind it. And if you understand the logic, it starts to make sense. Okay, so what is the logic behind it? It's like, you know, when you look at the many systems in the universe are systems that are built of few forces playing together with each other. And as they go, and, you know, some go up, some go down, whatever, but there is a kind of a mixture that creates whatever is that. Let's say you have a chemical organic material. So it's made mostly of carbon atoms. Usually it has a lot of hydrogen, some nitrogen, but basically it's the same original atoms, but the combination is changing. And just if you just change a little bit the number of the carbon atoms and with the relatively to the hydrogen atoms, and the oxygen, as you have totally something else. And you have basically the same components. Or let's say baking a cake. You can have a cake made of the same components, same ingredients. You have flour and you have yeast and you have sugar and you have eggs and oil and stuff like this. You know, sometimes you get like a heavenly tasty cake and sometimes it's terrible. You can't even bite into it. Okay, same components. The question is, what is the amount of the different components? What's the order that are being added in? And how do you put them together? And that will give you different stuff. Okay, the same thing is with the different months. And as the companies are saying, every day, every hour is the same. So let's go into the month of Cheshvan. So how do you go about deciphering what are the forces that basically I have to go through, that I have, what is my learning process for this month that is different than another month, and I have to be ready for that in order not, I need to be aware what's going on, because when things come unexpected, we usually get upset because we don't like people moving our cheese or whatever we know as this is the way it is. We are people of habit. We love habit. We get really upset when our habits are being broken. And even though we plan changing the habits, we do it in a habitual way. And if it's not happening the way we expect it, we get really upset. Okay? So every month is giving us another unexpected opportunity to transform. And it's better if we know what to expect. So the Hebrew year is made, or every year, is made of 12 months. And that's not every year, but 12 months. And that's divided into four seasons. Okay, the axis of the Hebrew calendar is around the four points of the solar year, which is around the longest day, the shortest day, then the two equinoxes. Okay, that divides the year into four seasons, right? However, the months in the Hebrew calendar are going around the moons. Okay, now, so that is very wise because, you know, if you go into different astrologers' definitions, you see that not everybody agrees when does a certain month start, astrological month is starting. Why? The sun does not have any kind of borders. It goes through from one zodiac sign to another in the heavens. There are no marks in the heavens. So how does the sun know that it goes from one sign to another? So the Hebrew calendar made it very clear. The moon is our satellite. And you know what satellites do? This is a communication satellite. We switch on the new moon, we switch it from what the previous month to another. So the sun, it doesn't matter where the sun is, but the sun goes and finally broadcasts through the moon. And if we have power to control the moon, and that's what we do Shabbat before every new moon, right? So then we already gained some control over our destiny because we tell the sun which sign is it. And that's something that is very, very important in the Kabbalistic tradition, understanding that speech is so powerful. As we know, abracadabra, which are two Hebrew words. Abra means I create, cadabra means as I speak, which means we humans have the power of speech. And therefore, that's what makes us humans. And we have the power to control our destiny, first and for all, being in control over what we say. So watch it. Whatever you say, have power. And you know what? People that do relate power to what they say, other people give significance to listening to these people. So if you want people to really be in awareness to what you tell them, give some respect to your words and you'll see how people relate to your own words. So four seasons, we divide them into three months in each season. So why four seasons? Because everything in the universe, as Kabbalah is teaching us, is based on what is called the four phases, four forces, and they are manifested in the four letters of the name of God, what is known as the tetragrammaton. Now, so the first season, which is spring, is corresponding to Sfirat Chochmah, which is the letter Yud. The second one is the letter Hey, summer, corresponding to Sfirat Bina, the letter Hey, the upper Hey. The third one is corresponding to Sfirat Zeranpin, the letter Vav, and that is the fall. And we are right now in the fall, which the month of Libra is the first month of the fall. So now, every season has a division of 3 months. Whenever you see three, that means right, left, and center. Okay? So if we're talking about the third season, okay, the third season, which is the letter Vav, that means Sefirat Zeranpin, and Sefirat Zeranpin is also corresponding the whole season to the element of air. And what does it mean, air? Air means logic. Air means also central column and balance. Therefore, all three signs of this season, which we are talking about Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius, all of them are pretty smart. Usually they have very high intelligence. Usually they think very fast, okay? Very creative, because the air is very creative, mostly in the mind, and are very sensitive to imbalance, injustice, very, very highly sensitive to injustice, all three. Now, when you have three, they divide into right, left, and center. Right, left, and center, that means water, fire, air, always, each season. So if we're talking about the month of Scorpio, Scorpio is the second month of the fall, so that's fire. So it is a fire sign among the three air signs of the fall. I'm not talking about common astrology, I'm talking about Kabbalistic astrology. Okay, so we know the Scorpio has the air, which makes them really intelligent and really thoughtful, okay? And then it gives you the fire, and the fire gives you about the energy, people like with a lot of energy, people with a lot of move, a lot of power, okay? And the tendency, like all fire, they have the tendency of selfishness, very strong selfishness, okay? This is the baseline. Then we add upon it that we know the Scorpio, which is according also to Western astrology, it's also a water sign. So we have here three layers, air in the bottom, then you have fire, then over on top of it, you have water, what makes Scorpion very emotional. But they're not just water, they're not just emotional. These are three layers in the month, the sign of Scorpio, which is air, fire, and water. The air gives the fast thinking and the sensitivity for justice. The fire gives you the energy, the power, and the selfishness, which means very self-aware, okay? They won't allow people to push them around, okay? And you have the water, which makes them very, very super emotional, okay? That is one side of defining what Scorpio are about. But that's not all. We also add to that the letters that, according to the Book of Formation, Sefer Yetzirah that was written, is related to Abram the Patriarch, the letters that created the sign of Scorpio. Okay, and we have two letters. The letter Nun is for Scorpio, and the other letter is the letter Dalet, as you can see, which is the letter that created, according to the Book of Formation, created the planet Mars, which is the ruling planet of Scorpio. And these two letters add a lot for the meaning of this sign. First of all, the letter Nun. The letter Nun is a letter that is very unique because it's a letter that we can say it is kind of not being, what's the word? There's a kind of frowning looking at that letter. Why? Because in many places in Kabbalistic writings, the letter Nun symbolizes falling. Even the English word fall, you know, it's coming from the Hebrew word nafol, but the Nun fell, so you left only with fall. Okay, nafol means to fall, and the Nun has a tendency to fall. Hebrew grammar in, let's say, in many other places, the Nun have a tendency to fall. Falling means that, you know, when would somebody fall? When somebody usually falls, and that's what the sages are saying, not because it happened, there was a reason for the fall. Now, the question is, when would that fall happen? And the falling will happen when you're most sensitive, when you're most weak and in your most sensitive point. And Scorpio, the month of Scorpio, is that sensitive spot. There is a huge tendency, like international, I'm talking about planetary tendency, when things are not really stable, they have the tendency to collapse during the month of Scorpio. An example, 1929, the stock market collapsed in Scorpio, okay? Now, 87, the stock market collapsed, I think we're talking about in New York, that was also Scorpio, okay? 2008, the collapse started before, but it reached the crescendo in the month of Scorpio. In Israel, in 1983, all the banks collapsed and went bankrupt on the month of Scorpio, okay? And the stock market fell together with them. Okay, so we really have this a very sensitive time. And to add to it, the flood, Noah's flood, Noah and the Ark, you know the story, Parashat HaShavua, always starting the month of Scorpio with the Parashat Noah about the flood. The flood happened in the month of Scorpio, if you read in the Torah. And what does it give us? That when we are really weak, we can hang out somehow, you know, till comes the push, the last push that will really make everything collapse. So we really need to be careful during this month, on one hand, because things can really fall, and when they fall, during this month, they fall big time. When we're talking about people, I'm talking about every human being from all the 12 different signs, okay? So I'm not saying that every year during the month of Scorpio, the stock market falls, so you have to get all your stocks out of the stock market and buy, I don't know, gold or something like this, or Israeli shekel, which is very the most stable currency in the last few years, okay? Nobody knows what's going to be and where the collapse is going to happen, and if it's going to be a collapse. Today, it's very dangerous because the whole, with the pandemic, the whole planet is on the edge, economically, health-wise, politically, nothing is as it used to be. Like no one can even say, we just want it to continue the way it is. Because the way it is, it's already beyond impossible. Okay? If we're talking about the way this world is being run right now, it's like beyond logic of how it's still existing. Okay, so it is a very, very heavy loaded month. And we know that the people of the month of Scorpio, the people of Scorpio, they are also having this kind of a life. It's like in a way, if you really know people of the sign of Scorpio, they hate living in a compromise. Okay, if it's not really it, let's kill it. You know, it's better to that everything will fall apart and we'll rebuild it than continue to live with a lie. So people with the sign of Scorpio, they also have this kind of a explosive nature and explosive relationship, and they can simply destroy everything in order to restart all over again because they can't stand the fake. It has to be real. Now that will add to it is Mars. And what's Mars about it? We read from the Book of Formation. Now the planet Mars is a planet, as it's known, is a planet of wars, fights, wars, conflicts, and stuff like this. It's not a very nice planet to have in your life, although it's a very interesting one. And it says in the Book of Formation, Sefer Yetzirah, and as I said, the tradition says it has been composed by Abraham the patriarch. It was been given one generation after another orally from one sage to another. Tradition says it's in the first century, probably Rabbi Akiva was the first one to write it down. So it's at least 2000 years old, although the content is 4000 years old. And it says, Himlich ot daled, and the creator gave power or reign to the letter dalet. Kasha lo keter, gave it a crown. Vetzarbo, and formed with it ma'adim ba'olam, planet Mars in the universe. Okay? And I'll read one of the easiest commentaries, which is the commentary of the Rabbah, Rabbi Avraham ben David of Poskires, Spain. And he says, and he shows about amitz lev, courage, kshe oref, stubborn, achzariyut, cruelty, cheima, rage, kas, anger, retzichot, murder, milchamot, wars, kichen mishpatei hagvura, because these are the rules of judgment. So first of all, why the letter Dalet? The letter Dalet, in Hebrew, the letter Dalet, that's the letter B on the right. And if you see, the letter Dalet is just a frame. It's empty inside. What does it show? Lack. And in Hebrew, Dalet means poor. Like somebody has no money. No money, no help, poor people. And we know that poverty is very powerful for some people because the need is the biggest engine for creativity. Correct? And because of that emptiness and the need, therefore we know that people that are influenced by Mars, they are into wars. What do I mean a war? Who goes into war? Hungry people. People are satiated and just went to the concert, and after the concert, they went to an amazing restaurant and they ate amazing fish and few courses of meat and potatoes and all kinds of other delicacies, and after that, all kinds of chocolate and stuff like this. Well, after you had the concert and the meal, you can't fight anyone. You just want to find the shortest way to bed and rest, right? But Mars is about need, about hunger. And when you're hungry, you go for a war because you want to conquer. You want to take over. You're hungry. You want to achieve. And therefore, what you, we know about the people, the sign of Scorpio, is they are very, very, very highly motivated. Motivated, okay? And the noon gives them another zest because the noon is about falling. So you don't trust anything because anything can fall and collapse and you start all over again. And like the Sphinx, they have like the Phoenix, they have the tendency to destroy everything and to start all over again with amazing powers. So of course, Scorpios, with all of these forces that we said, air, intelligence, fire, the drive, the need, the self-awareness, and the Dalet of it, which is Mars, cruelty, whatever, they are into conquering the world and taking over, very manipulative, very controlling. They can't stand somebody else controlling them, okay? And they need to be independent. And also, they can't stand people and situations that are boring. They can't stand boredom. They will create a war if there's not one. They live within the fight. They live within the turmoil. They live within, like they live upon the, all the chaos, because that's when you're creating, okay? And that's why they're merciless. They're very much into wars and Sarei Achil, generals, Shofrei Damim, blood, spilling blood, that could be hunting, that could be slaughtering, that could be being a surgeon. It's a lot about, it's very bloody. They, blood is red, okay? Dam chaya, dam adam, the blood of an animal, the blood of humans. V'chol melecha sheyavo ba'esh, and every kind of work that needs fire. Remember we said they have this essence of fire and the essence of need and the essence of creativity. Fire means creativity because they have the big fire. They always have this kind of fire. And what's connected to it is gold, red, red, all kinds of red jewels and precious stones. And also about delay, because wherever there's fire, there's judgment. Judgment means delay. Velo kol minei pachad, and fear. Okay? You see some people that like jump into everything that is full of fear, and you say, why do you have to go there? And they thrive on fear. They enjoy the fear, okay? And that's also getting drunk, places of heat, which means it's also losing the energy of the alcohol, red blood, red meat, blood, hot spices, and you know, there's, it's continual with that, but we understand it has a lot of energy of fire. Okay, so what do we do with it? So we learn that people from the sign of Scorpio, they're very creative, as we said. They're very strong-willed, very stubborn. They are very, and they're focused. When they want to achieve something, they get it. You know, the biblical name of the month of Cheshvan is bull, yach bull. You know what they say in English, bullseye. It's like when they focus on something, they can't see anything else. What's good about it? When they want to achieve something, they focus on that, they see nothing on the way, and they get it, and no one can stop them, okay? You need a lot of ability of focusing in order to achieve anything of greatness in your life. That's a very, very high thing. The problem is when you're so focused on your goal to achieve your goal with via any price, you can step on so many people destroy so many just by in the name of the cause. Okay? So, you know, every trait has the up and the low and the downsides of it. And we have to be really aware of both sides. Another thing that we know about Scorpio, when we're talking about focusing, is the ability to focus on something that you want is very productive. But what if you're focusing on something wrong in your life? Which means you can focus so hard on something aching and dark that you don't even remember there was even some point of light in your life in the past. And that's why that energy can lead to suicidal thoughts and emotions. Because if you focus only on a dark spot, that dark spot fills your reality and it becomes everything. And then what's the useful to live? Okay, so this is a very uncomfortable month if you don't know to relate to the light and to understand that every darkness is an opportunity to turn it into light. Okay, so it's also time in the northern hemisphere that the days are getting really short. Winter is really close and starting, and you feel that the darkness crawling inside your soul, and together with Scorpio, that can lead to anxiety attacks and all kinds of emotional darkness. Okay, so our job this month is, of course, to elevate ourselves, and that's why the Mar Cheshvan, the bitterness. And as we learn when we learn Kabbalah, we learn that you have in this world a very, very important pillar. That if you understand that pillar that the whole world is standing on, you'll understand everything that happens in your life sooner or later. And that pillar is the ability to create. In the beginning, the universe has been created in a perfect state. And there was a night and there was a day. One day. What is one? One, that there is no other. Everything was already there. The light and the darkness, but everything was as one. Everything was in a perfect state. What's the problem? We can't stand perfection. Why? Because we feel useless. We humans were created in the image of the Creator, and therefore, the Creator on the second day had to mess everything up. So things are half-baked, more than half-baked, and our job is to perfect it. We're not here to be perfect, we're here to perfect things. So the world is being messed up so we can perfect it. And that's why the Zohar says the most important thing in a human life is to turn darkness into light. So why is there a kind of darkness in the world so we can turn it into light? Why do we have the tendency to focus on the darkness and let it destroy us? Because when we overcome that, the victory is sweeter than anything else. It's more precious than gold and than anything else. Okay, and what the Zohar says, and the bitterness is here to turn it into sweet. You get the lemon, make a lemonade out of it. And that's why this world is imperfect. So when you see imperfection, don't complain. Fix it. Fix it. Use it. Go above it. Do something about it. It's imperfect. Why did you see it's imperfect? Because you have to relate to it. And being upset about it, forget. We don't like it when it's perfect because we feel useless. So just for that. And that's why Scorpions, they hate perfection. They did not create. And that's why you won't find them like on the beach, in a place that everything is amazing and so on for a long time. Why? They need to create something. they're connected to their soul like more than others, because they have that drive. I'm not here to be lazy and to do nothing. Okay, so what should I do? Where is the war? Where is the next war? So the highest level is the war of greatness, which means making the world better. Remember when we said in the three signs are very sensitive. The three signs of the fall are very sensitive to injustice. So they will go to fight for injustice. They will help the ones who suffer from injustice. Scorpios will declare war against injustice. They love revolutions. They love to take, you know, the leaders' heads off and to create a new regime that is more righteous than the one before. The problem is, you know, power corrupts. You know what follows. But it's amazing to have a revolution every Monday and Thursday and to destroy the past and to create. And that's why it's not a wonder that, you know, the Soviet Union, that their slogan was, we will destroy the old world and we will create a new one. And when was that revolution? Their revolution was in Scorpio. So fit. And like Scorpio, there's a lot of things about the Soviet Union that was like Scorpio. One thing, yeah, very, very cruel, ruthless, very powerful, and so on. But we know that the Zohar says that the Gehenom, purgatory, there are two kinds of purgatory. Purgatory is taking its power from Mars, planet Mars, Ma'adim, the red planet in Hebrew. Okay, but purgatory, there are two aspects of purgatory. There's a purgatory of fire and there's a purgatory of ice, okay, or snow. The purgatory of fire, that relates to the sign of Aries, that is also under the influence of Mars. You know how funny it is? Because, you know, Aries, if they get into a little bit of discomfort, they explode and burn everything around them. That's a purgatory of fire. But scorpions, when he upset them, they do not explode. They send you into the deep freezer. You're dead. You know, what did the Soviet Union do with its enemies? They sent them to Siberia, the biggest freezer in the world, correct? Because, and another thing that we know about the Soviet Union, everything was in secrecy. Scorpions, secrecy is their religion. It's like they are born spies, agents. No one knows really what they're about. Sometimes they don't even know themselves. Everything is very, very deep emotions. On the outside, everything has to look great. But on this inside, could go really, really deep emotionally, and they need, in order to deal with their lives, they have to bring it to the surface. With, of course, not with everybody, but Scorpios are really, really against exposing. If they have a secret, they use it to control you. What's the way to get their secret? You have to make a big show that you don't care about the secret. Now, the only way to control you is to tell you the secret. Okay? So that's because I know a lot of Scorpios in my life. So I learned the tricks. What else do you know about Scorpios? When you have Scorpios around, it's never boring. It's always creative. It's always emotional. It's always deep. They can't stand wishy-washy. They can't stand compromises. If you have to do it, you have to do it all the way. It has to be truthful and it has to be real to the point. Okay? Which means it's very, very demanding. Very demanding. And they have the power to go all the way. So that's another reason why the Mar Cheshvan, the Bitter Cheshvan. I'll explain. When we are talking about, you know, we have four letters of the Tetragrammaton, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. We have also related to that four elements. The yud is relating to fire, the hey to water, the vav to air, and the hey to earth. Okay? But there are also four holy beasts in the chariot of Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1. And these are the, you have four of them, and these are the ox, the lion, the eagle, and man, human. Okay? Four holy beasts. Now, if you look at the first season. The first season is spring, and the middle month of the spring is Taurus, the ox. Here we got it. Here's the ox. Now we go to the second season, the summer. The middle sign is Leo, which is the lion. Here we got the second animal. Now we're coming to the third season, which is the fall. And in the middle one, we have the Scorpio. Scorpio? That's not holy. That's not even a beast. This is something, you know, I don't think there are any people that like Scorpios. I'm talking about the animal. That the insect that really gets people upset. It's one of the few creatures that really the whole world is united hating them. Okay? So having such a terrible name for a sign, Scorpion, we know scorpions, the legend says, when they are in trouble, they kill themselves. And we know scorpions, you know, even the people of the sign of Scorpio, their biggest enemies is always themselves, because they have this tendency of self-destruction, as we spoke about before, when they are really focused on the darkness and they forget to broaden their scope and to see there's also light, and darkness is not what everything is about. So where is the eagle? Oh, so spiritual astrology says that the month of Scorpio, the sign of Scorpio, has two aspects. The low one, the bitter one, that's a scorpion, which is a very despicable creature. Nobody likes scorpions around them, especially having a scorpion as a pet, or like something that you have, oh, the amazing scorpions in my garden. You never say something like this. But the other aspect, when you turn the mal, bitter, into ram, elevated, that's the eagle. When the scorpions overcome their negative aspect, their emotionality and their cruelty and rage and bitterness, and they use that power of Mars and the falling of the Nun, the Dalet and the Nun. And by the way, Dalet and Nun, this is Dan, to judge. It's also the name of the tribe, of the 12 tribes that is behind the month of Scorpio, the tribe of Dan. And Dan was also Samson was from this tribe of Dan. And Samson was a true Scorpio. The desires, the sexual desires, the power, the intense power and energy and emotions. What a life. That's so Scorpio. And finally, to commit suicide by killing all your enemies. When he kills the Philistines, whatever, if you read the story of someone that is so, such a Scorpio story. However, you have also Rabbi Chaim Vital was born on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Scorpio. So he had this rage attacks with his wife, okay, on one hand, but he had the ability to focus on such high spiritual level that very rarely people could reach that level. So when you focus on the negative emotions, you're just a machine of destruction. But when you take this focus and focus on the spirituality, you become an eagle in the heaven. And an eagle is a central column. And what is a central column? Mastering all of these emotions, mastering rage, mastering whatever is bitter. So then you change the Mar Cheshvan to Ram Cheshvan, from bitter Cheshvan to exalted elevated Cheshvan. And that's the two forms, that's the Scorpio and the eagle. So you can choose which one of them do you want to become. So here we have a lot about the sign of Scorpio. What does that mean? That in the month of Scorpio, we become all Scorpio in a way, because we are all injected with this energy of need, desire, drive, cruelty, focus. I always say, whatever you do not achieve in the month of Cheshvan, you will never achieve in the months following. Just the moment this month is starting, the race has started. The race to achieve. Use that energy. Focus on what you want. Focus on the highest, most elevated dreams that you have, and go and get it. Because in a month from now, when the month is over, and then we roll into the month of Kislev, Sagittarius, there's a lot of energy in Sagittarius, but you don't have that lack. Everything is great, nice, it's a fun, but no, you don't have this hunger and drive. Don't waste a minute during this month. Focus and go for it. Focus and go for it. You will see that in 1 month you can achieve a workload of a whole year just in 1 month. It's a very productive month. The moment you just realize there's no time for drama. Because if you're busy dramas, they hurt me, I hate them, I can't stand what they did to me. You know, all of this like hate speech and stuff like this. This is like waste of time and energy. And a lot of people will go over there. And because a lot of people have the tendency in Scorpio to go over there, just think about it. What was the story of the flood of Noah? It was a mass psychosis of people going after whatever is lust. I want it, and I want to experience it with the utmost. Like all of these lowest forces of desire, either sex or power, control, stealing, cheating. That can be also Scorpio. When you have a mass psychosis of such emotions, that can create a flood, that can get the whole stock market fall apart, governments collapse, civilizations go into a big earthquake, and everything that we knew has become something else. That's revolutions of Scorpio and pandemics. It's all the material that Scorpio is made of. Or you focus on the exalted levels, and then Scorpio is a time that you can achieve so much high elevated work of self-manifestation, of spiritual goals. And you just have to be really careful to focus on the right thing on this month. Now, let's get us some more. As you see, when we're talking about the Ana Bekoach prayer, the third verse, according to Sefer Yetzirah, the third verse is the one that controls the month of Scorpio, which because it controls the planet Mars, Kochav Ma'adim. And this is the third one, Nagibo, Dorushe Yichudecha, Kevavat Shomrem. Okay? The Nun Gimel Daled, Yud Kavshin, this is the permutation that can give us elevation, especially for this month. And we have to focus on it by saying the Ana Bekoach every day, especially to focus on this and the two letters, Daled and Nun, so we can overcome all of judgments and turn them into success. Overcome, it's not overcome, it's transform all judgments, transform all lacks and hunger and need into a success story. Okay, and that's why also it is said that this permutation, Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kavshin, is very powerful for creating miracles. Why? Because what is a miracle? Miracle is the ability to get out of the box. Which means you're stuck in your emotions of hurt, lack, negativity. That's a very Scorpio thing. And you just turn all of that to the material that creates successful winners. Winners are hungry, and winners turn the lack, the need, the humility, the humiliation, the fall into a great flight and exaltation, which is the meaning of the word ness. So that's what it is. Now, we also see over here that according to the Tikkuni Zohar, if you take the tetragrammaton, Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can have mathematically only 12 permutations if you reorganize the order of the letters. There are only 12 different sequences. Each one of them creates one zodiac sign. The one that we meditate on, especially on the new month, the new moon of Scorpio, is Vav Hei Hei Yud. Now the Zohar gives also which verse from all the books of the Tanakh is connected to it. And in this case, it's from Parashat Ki Tavo, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, in verses 15, 16. And it's the initials of the words, Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem, which means today is today of honey. How come? We just said it's bitter. Yes. What is the worth of honey if you didn't get it out of bitterness? That's, again, if you want to name what human life is about, it's about turning bitterness into sweet, turning darkness into light. And that's why this verse is a meditation for this new moon time, Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem, Vav Hei Hei Yud. Today is the time to turn everything into honey, from bitter to sweetness of honey. Now, there's much more about it, but I just one thing that I can read from the book of Bnei Sakhar, one of the greatest sages of the Hasidic movement in the 19th century. And he says, another thing that we have to understand about Scorpio is that it's known that this is a time of a lot of economical problems and falling apart and decrees and stuff like this. But there's also one thing that is connected to it. It is said that that the month of Scorpio was the month that King Solomon finished building the temple. Okay, so it was supposed to be the month to celebrate the building of the temple. Now we know that King Solomon he waited almost a year later to celebrate the dedication of the temple on the month of Tishrei in Sukkot, the year after. So what is this legend about? What is this story about? And then we know that on the month of Kislev, that was a dedication of the second temple, right? We celebrate Hanukkah on that time. So it's like the month of Scorpio is in between and he's lacking again. He was supposed to be a great month of dedication of the temple. No, it was taken away from him. But he's still again to show us where, and then it says that the third temple is going to be dedicated and built on the month of Cheshvan. Because what is the secret of the Messiah? That you want spirituality so much and you focus on it so much, like there's nothing else important for you. And only that kind of consciousness will elevate us outside of our bitterness and negativity and bring really the messianic era. And that's why, you know, we can even think about it, because Messiah, Mashiach, is gematria, same numerical value as Nachash. If you look at the blessing that Jacob is giving to his son Dan, it's about be like a snake. So he has the ability to overcome the snake, which is the dark side, and turn it into the Mashiach. So thank you for that. It's a lot, but we had to condense it into a very short time of the lecture. And wishing everybody to have an amazing, successful, not easy, successful and powerful and fruitful month of Cheshvan, Ram Cheshvan,